Just so everyone knows, this is During Business Hours. My name is Chris. This is Leslie. This is our lovely home. And it's the first week of school, baby. So that means you get a lot more done.
Hell yeah.
With a lot less distractions. Let's get started. Donald Trump is in the news again.
Surprise, surprise.
He held a press conference. I think it was last night or yesterday sometime. The thing that stood out to me, instead of all the crazy statements and Nikki Haley drama and all this, he's having his meltdown again. It was much calmer than the last one. Maxwell House, Folgers, Something Farms. Who owns them? Can you tell me? Who owns Maxwell House Coffee?
Not Maxwell? I don't know.
I want you to Google it.
Oh, no.
Be my Google.
Kraft Heinz. Wow.
So Kraft Heinz had a table set up next to him for the best marketing. I don't know if it's for a donation or like paid sponsorship, but it made me want coffee.
Great product placement.
Great product placement. I don't endorse Folgers, but this is K-Cups of a degree. Walmart nature. The week started out with the hype that we have children. And we want them out of the house.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, we can't be excited to get them the hell out of here? The distractions? The financial burden? The all-day snacking?
I can clean uninterrupted without the mess being made right behind me. Mm-hmm.
The kids had Meet the Teacher on Monday.
Correct. Right?
So.
First day of karate class and then Meet the Teacher.
Yeah. We decided to sign them up because they had a test class on Saturday, yeah. And they liked it. So we bought everything, got them all ready. I think it was $99 a kid, plus $20 for some shirts. That worked out well. Surprisingly, our daughter, we gave her a choice, gymnastics or karate. She chose karate after the first day.
Surprising.
Because she's always been the opposite. Excuse the background noise. We now have a puppy. We'll get to that later. He's chewing on things that he's allowed to chew on for once. So Monday, I drive back super fast after a crazy busy day, trying to get here, be the dad who's going to be involved, meet the teacher. So historically not involved in a lot of school stuff. We haven't been, you know, after school sports, et cetera, because they're only 8 and 4.
Right. So this is CJ's first year.
Mm-hmm. I definitely understand why. This school is very expensive. It's almost a private school for a non-private.
Yeah.
It's public.
We had driven by and seen the school, and it looked big. It looks real nice. It's a newer school. But when we walked in, I'm certain that elementary school is bigger than our high school was.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. They don't have, like, the big gymnasium or any of that stuff.
Oh, they do. We just didn't make it that far.
Well, theirs is a cafeteria. Ours was a gymnasium. It was like specifically like Del Campo was a gymnasium. They have both. They don't. If you look at the floor plan, it's not like they have an art center and all that stuff. Yeah, but they don't have just a gymnasium for sports.
When you're walking up from where we park to drop the kids off, that immediate first set of windows you see is the cafeteria. That's got tables. Mm-hmm. And they're not the ones that pull out from the wall. They're just like the regular round tables that the kids sit out to eat. Then right past that is another set of double doors that takes you into a huge gym. And that has those bleachers that can pull out from the wall.
Hmm. Well, yeah, I haven't seen that in the floor plans either. So first teacher, third grade, their daughter who's 8, it's superhero themed. Not great. The problem is she's not that into superheroes. CJ goes nuts.
Yep.
So he wants to be in her class when he's in class.
Yeah.
That starts the first problem.
Yeah. Because we're only, 3 days in now? And he's like, I don't want to go to my class. I want to go to her class.
Yeah. So we do meet the teacher. We meet the pre-K teacher's father, who turned out not to be a grandfather, or turned out to be the grandfather of the teacher's kids.
No way.
Yeah.
That guy you were talking to?
Yeah. He said he was 50-something years old?
Absolutely not.
I know. It's ridiculous. He was like 30-year-old bodybuilder. But like right. That Bowflex dad, there was nothing. I was basically just hyping him up the whole time. There's no way. What's your regiment? What are you doing? Like, of course, I'm not going to follow it. But like, I could be jealous.
How do you accomplish that? It was, at 50-something.
Yeah, he was just under 60 is what
he was
saying.
I thought he was like closer to our age. I thought I might be a little bit older than him.
Yeah, he said his name was the same as the teacher's. And I won't out the teacher. And I was like, oh, you must be the husband. No. I'm her father.
No, that's got to be a stepdad. He's lying.
The idea is he's watching her kid while Meet the Teacher's happening with his wife, who's her mother.
Wow.
And so they were there as support because her kid is in her class.
Her mother looked old enough to be her mother. That man is 27 years old.
It was nuts. He was just a firm being. But CJ seemed to like it. Had everything that we wanted when CJ was a kid. Like if we did the stay at home stuff, mm-hmm. we just didn't pull the trigger because it was all like that wooden safety, nice.
Very nice. Very classy.
I don't know what you call that stuff. But it was like all handmade toys. So we get to, that's Monday. Tuesday, there's no school stuff. There's no karate. There's no nothing. So I get to work. Mm-hmm. Right when I'm at work, I am greeted with capital crazy.
Oh, no.
The customer of all customers. She's paid probably 3 of our car payments.
Wow.
But simply wants me to make backups on backups on backups because she has a boyfriend who's in a coma now after she cheated on her husband with said boyfriend. The husband has hacked into her iCloud and deleted all the backups, all the information over and over and over again. Well, this is like the 15th time she's shown up and said, hey, I need a restore, And we keep charging her $75 a time. We'll just restore it to new stuff. Except this time she's locked out of the phones and can't get in.
Wow.
So I'm like, hey, go to Apple. Well, now she wants me to lie on a statement to her legal team.
Absolutely not.
Yeah, I'm not risking my jobs. No. Hell no. But she said it in a not so risque version of like, well, you're going to help me. But yeah, sneakily implied like, oh, you don't have to tell him everything. And I'm like, you know, if I was him, I would probably do the same thing. And that says a lot because I'm petty. But I'm not like kidnap your devices petty, so I see why he's doing it. You're crazy.
Well, he did the what you would do. He's done a couple of times. That's why she keeps coming back for the restore. Well, now he's like, I'm done with this crap.
And cut it off made it super apparent.
Right.
Yeah. Just straight cut it off. You're not coming back from that. Your data is gone. Even if I back it up and restore it, she can view the data. She just can't use the phone.
Do anything with it.
Don't put it on Wi-Fi, etc. So I dealt with that all day Tuesday and Wednesday I'm off and we were like, well, it's the first day of school. Let's get these little bastards to school.
Well, rewind just a tad because when you came home on Tuesday, you didn't come home alone.
Oh yeah. Let's back it up. Sorry, Alan. So with all that craziness going on with crazy and, there's new FBI information, it's been a crazy week. My wife keeps texting me throughout the months. It's like, hey, look at this puppy. Go get this puppy. Get me this puppy. I want this puppy. I'm going to pick this puppy up. Do you know I already bought this puppy and you can't do anything about it?
Yeah, I do joke like that.
Yeah. All that, welcome to the family, blah, 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 love.
Like, look what I picked up today. And it's some picture from a dog on Facebook. And he's like, no. And I'm like, I already got it. Too late. Just kidding, though.
Yeah. The amount of times you send me dog stuff is equal to the amount of times you pick a show.
I mean, that's the same. Like some women do the would you still love me if I was a worm. I do other dumb crap. Like, can I get a dragon? Just say yes. I know I'm not getting a dragon.
No, because if they genetically engineer a fucking dragon, you'll hold it against me.
You said I could have one.
Yeah, that's the whole idea. You would then fight me for like, this is all I've ever wanted. I didn't think self-driving cars were a thing. And then,
oh man, I wish it wasn't.
Yeah, she hates the Teslas. And now I'm thinking of getting the Highland Edition. Another story for another time. Oh, and Tuesday is the day my window broke, is it not? Basically, I think it was last week, my window from the back window shattered, and I went Friday to see if they could do it. So Thursday, it was last Thursday, which was interesting because we had already uploaded the podcast. So my entire window from the top of my roof on my Tesla is broken, and they want near $4,000 to fix it. The Tuesday incident was she sent me this dog, and I'm already in a mood from crazy, you know, lady with her comatose boyfriend, cheating scandal, and 3 kids. I'm just not having it. So she sends me this dog, and I'm like, what's the breed? And she just...
Does it matter? We all know you ain't bringing no dang old dog home.
So I said, cut the toot. Tell me the fucking breed. I was not having it. It wasn't being very rude, or I didn't mean to demean you in any way. I was just like, no, I need an answer right now. I'm having a short day and it's a very short fuse.
I know when you're on the clock, that type of talk just means I'm not lollygagging around. Give me answers.
It'll just, you know, I just like being mean.
I do know that.
So I go and I look at the dog because I said, what was the breed? Here's the breed. I'm like, all right, that's a cool mix. And I didn't expect to go to hell to find a dog. It was 110 degrees where I went in the middle of bumfuck. I don't know how you explain this. Whatever trailer park, backwoods, broken down home, no fathers, you know, allowed. Put that name up here.
Legitimately rescued this dog.
Yeah, it was bad. There was four puppies out of a 13-pup litter. And they were all under this, like, nasty, rotten wooden board in a mud pile, trying to stay cool close to the ground. So I was like, okay, these are the two boys. I'll flip a coin. And I'm like, hey, phone, tell me, you know, heads or tails? Heads. I'm like, okay.
She asked her three questions, right? If I could have, if we were bringing a dog.
If we were bringing it home, is it going to be boy or girl? And which one?
Right.
All three were heads. It was this dog who turned out to be the fluffiest of all the dogs with the longest hair, and they called him Butters.
Can't have that.
Yeah, no, I'm not Cartman, and I'm not going to be yelling at Butters for being a restarted little boy chewing up all my stuff like South Park. It was not the best name. So we decided mutually to call him Crypto because he looks like a little...
Super dog.
Yeah, super dog. It was not mutual, but I made that decision. I chose the dog. I named the dog.
Name all the animals.
Yeah. She complains, but it works. It's a good name, and he looks like Crypto.
He does.
Yeah. He's got that little fuzz fur. Day one, great. Mood, subtle. Calm, drugged up. You know, I gave him some melatonin, like, for the car ride. And I don't think it was melatonin.
It's one of those calming dog treats.
Yeah, calming dog treats. It's got some ACA, blah, 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 fascia stuff. He was a calm dog. Didn't chew anything up. Didn't cause any problems. We're on day four. Let me tell you. Day one. And I've had pups come home and I've had kids come home. Never in my life have I been covered in feces so fast. It was a massacre. The walls, the carpet.
Your face.
And my face. I had a tail go from north to south. I think three times each direction, west to east.
Like a windshield wiper.
Just like, as I'm trying to carry and slide this poopy puppy at 3, 4 a.m. I think it was almost 4 a.m. Mm-hmm. Because, of course, we fell asleep. Kennel, you know, we forgot every 2 hours is a puppy's thing. Mm-hmm. He went from, what was it? 10:30 to 4 a.m. and then it really came out.
Oh yeah.
There was a massacre. And it was the pants of that dog. It was just unsightly. So I go and I'm like, I don't want to ruin everything else in our room. Pick him up with a towel and the tail somehow escaped. And it was just choo 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 choo. I'm like, I just need you to open the door. So she handled cleaning up everything else. I cleaned up the kennel and the dog. With a hose at 3:50 a.m. on Wednesday morning, the first day of school.
Sat there and debated, are we going back to bed or are we just going to start our day?
Yeah, because I had a cold shower, cold outside shower. The neighbors could have seen everything. It was interesting. Yeah, I was just sitting out there, buck naked, spraying myself with a hose up and down, washing everything. And then I still had to take a shower to wash off any scent. But he was a good pup until the early mornings after that.
Yeah.
We did find out that he has fleas and we got him dewormer shots, everything on Wednesday. Mm-hmm. But that massacre will be with me for the rest of my life. And I've had my son throw up on me and poop on me in the same moment.
Yep.
Yeah. And then I posted it to Facebook for everyone to see because I was like, this is a shining achievement. It's like Xbox unlocked.
Badge of honor.
Yeah. Achievement unlocked. But I was so calm. I was surprised that I didn't want to murder this dog. I was just like, no, it's a puppy. Go ahead.
Yeah, so you generally are real bad. You got no patience for puppies and puppy stages and...
babies. Mm, no. Yeah,
you just want them to know what to do and do it.
Yeah. I'm a little more manly about that, I guess. It's like, do what I want. Not, I wouldn't say that's controlling, but I'm definitely like, if a dog or a kid does everything 10 times correctly, and I'm like, yeah, we know it. We've got it set. The 11th time they fuck it off in the most horrible manner, I wasn't mad at him because he has no training. I was like, right. Okay, it's truly not your fault.
You're living out in a mud pit.
You're living out in a mud pit. We just need to keep you safe. But if it was, okay, 6 months down the line and you know better, and he chewed a hole through the wall.
Right. Yo, no, it's a problem.
Your ass. Grass. So I went from that to the next day. We handled everything, got the shots, got him dewormed. We're setting up veterinarian appointments, etc. This dog, we took him out and then has the audacity to come inside to shit.
Yeah.
What was it, twice?
Mm-hmm.
While we were napping? Just, okay, we're gonna take down, get him.
Took a little hour snooze.
Not even an hour. It's like 45 minutes. He had just pooped and peed. And then hits us with the two time. You're on one couch, I'm on the other. Bam, bam. You sneaky little shit. So yeah,
literally.
That one I was a little more mad about. I'm like, oh, go get the kids. But yeah. So I didn't get to pick the kids up on the first day of school because of this dog. So you stole that from me. Since then, the world's still on fire. You know, that's not what everyone's here for. Like, we understand. The world is on fire. Groceries aren't going to change. Netanyahu's not going to change it. Trump's not going to change it. Kamala Harris, she's going to change it.
Oh, my gosh.
Doubling groceries 2025.
Speaking of inflation, Thursday, yeah, that's when the dog ate my mouse cord. So what was it? I was going to the bathroom. I come out and my mouse isn't working. I pick it up, the cord's in half. So he's already, I won't discipline him if I don't catch him in the act. So since he's already.
I still would have whipped him with it. Just a little like, you see this? Because I got him 2 hours afterwards and I was like, you see this? And he goes to bite it. Bam.
Yeah.
So no.
Well, I didn't do that, but so I'm upset about it, but I'm like, you know what, whatever. It was only $20 because I have that mouse that has the ball on the top.
Hold on. And I'm gonna say this in the nicest way. This is the Logi of Tex. This is Olympus level engineering. It is for the gods.
Apparently.
It's a $220 fucking mouse now.
Right.
It's only because all you work at home bitches just have to have it. I don't understand.
I don't know. Carpal tunnel. And
look up work at home, like work from home, and you'll see every Instagram bitch going with their coffee and their mouse is in the background where it's like, whatever. And a big ass red ball, or all the kids, # work from home mom, that are sucking on a giant ball.
Oh my God.
With the black dots.
So dramatic.
It's true. I've seen it. I've seen it on Instagram. Hand to God.
But anyways, so I see the mouse cords ripped in half. So I just switch it out with one of yours real quick. And after a bit, I get on Amazon because I'm like, you know, that mouse was only $20. Let me just get a new one. I look it up, $220.
Apparently.
Like, right. So I'm like, no way in hell. I go to Google, see if it's at like Walmart, Target, Best Buy, whatever. They've got it, but it's also $200 there. I've never been more mad.
We originally bought it for $20 back in 2020. Right. I think it was like 30 something. And then in 2023, I bought you another one. It was definitely over $100. I know that. So there's definitely another one here that's missing the ball because CJ lost your ball. So
yeah, that's the one that we bought in 2020. CJ lost the ball on it when I took a break from work.
She didn't even ask me to fucking fix it. I own repair stores and there wasn't even a, hun, can you fix this tomorrow when you go to work? It was, no, let me use your Logitech G9 gaming mouse and order a $40 version of my mouse from Amazon. Like she went with great value compared to Olive Garden. And you know what I mean?
It. Huh? And I hate that mouse.
Well, you haven't touched it yet. It hasn't been delivered. She went with a great value version of Amazon's like ergonomic ball in hand with RGB. It really looks funny, but she went with it compared to the Logi of Tex. It is the pinnacle of design and ergonomics.
I just like stationary mouses. I don't want to have to roll my hand all around.
Yeah, it's a big fucking mouse, though. It looks like it's from the 90s. I guarantee that thing was patented in the 80s or 70s.
The mouse that he ate was from the 90s, and I loved it.
That's what I'm saying. The one that you had that I'm going to fix today, even though you didn't ask me, I guarantee was patented 70s, 80s, 90s.
I know for sure my...
I'll put a picture up just for reference.
And for the price comparison. But yeah, my dad bought that at some point when I was still in school because he had like a Atari games he would play on the computer and that mouse was convenient for that. So back then, I'm sure it was like 10 bucks.
Yeah, so this is the perpetrator. Come here. Come here. Come here. Come on.
You talking about me, Dad?
So this is Crypto. Crypto Love. Look into the camera, buddy. Look right in the, right into the camera. This is the one who causes the troubles. The new loss of sleep since our little ones have flown the coop for 8 hours a day. Yeah. Also, the cat hates him. I don't know why.
I wouldn't say hate. She's very suspicious of him.
She's very mean. He's very playful, though. I like it. I got him a bunch of Kong stuff, and he has cost me near $2,000 in the 3 days he's been here. I would definitely say, yeah, probably $1,500. Right? Toys, food, damages, time.
Yeah.
Like right now, he's trying to chew on something he shouldn't.
Leave it.
Oos! He just went pee and poop. There is no reason he should be in here sniffing around like he's going to pee or poop. But
well, we don't let him in this room, so he's just...
Well, he pooped in this room once. Space. It was nasty. We tried to record yesterday. The shaking of the camera, if he keeps doing it, is going to get him a tap. The dog is great. I like the dog. Mm-hmm. Bit of a hassle. But isn't every living animal that, whether it's bred, born, or given...
Just needs a little bit of training, a little bit of learning.
We got him pretty good on the potty training already. It's only been 3 days. I'm a little more stern about it, and I will shove him
last night.
And I will shove a matchstick up his ass to get him to poop on demand.
Works like a charm.
It does. Look it up. It's not animal abuse. Don't use a sulfur side. It can be itchy. I digress. Sue me. It is not animal abuse. I don't use a sulfur side. He may even like it. If you don't like it, sue me. Come Friday, there's supposed to be a release, which is today.
Mm-hmm. Oh, boy.
That we need a V-Bucks because the kids want the new Battle Pass for Fortnite.
Make sure there's girl characters.
Yeah. My daughter, who's 8, wants the girl characters. My son, who's 4, just wants everything. Even if I buy him $100 worth of V-Bucks... Today, tomorrow, he will need upgrades and points to get unlock everything, and then he'll want to spend more money. Yeah. And it won't be good enough. But he, I think, is upset because in the whole school week, we're saving money on him not snacking and using electricity and playing and doing all the internet stuff and all day, every day. So he's been constantly stimulated. He is very upset at school because the first day he got popped in the face or the stomach that we don't really know. The teacher didn't tell us, but he did and his sister did. And he said the kid didn't like his face. I'm assuming he was being outgoing, asking questions, and somebody just said, shut up. Mm-hmm. Cool. He handled it like a champ, told the teacher, got it done with, and then Sissy came to save the day and stop him from crying. Day 2, made some friends, which is yesterday. Day 3, it's Fortnite day. Because they've been looking forward to this update.
And he does not want to be at school right now.
Exactly.
Leave it.
You just came in with a giant slipper dog.
A unicorn one at that.
Stop chewing on my kids' shoes. Those are expensive too. It's back to school week and you're really costing money. No!
Oh no, he's testing his luck.
Come here. He knows he's done wrong. He's not testing. He's just... hoping that I'll let him do it. Like, please, Dad, don't send me to school today. He just wants Fortnite. The kids nowadays are so addicted to that stuff. It's hilarious to see the Stark. Like, I've been ripped out from it as he is now. And every night at bedtime, I don't want to go to school. I hate school. He's been begging for a year to go to school. And he may be in pre-K as a 4-year-old. Probably earlier than most people. But he's getting it done. Did you ever expect the kids would love school? Or hate school so much?
Kind of. Because, I mean, that's when I was a little kid, I really liked going to school. And then when my brother came along and he started, he hated it too. So I don't know if it's a second child thing or a boy thing, but
I think he, once he got his chocolate milk yesterday, he was fine.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see, because we didn't send him with water bottles again today. We got to get him water bottles.
I hope he left his phone in the car.
No, it wasn't in there. Did he take it in?
I didn't see it in his hand. Because he was holding my hand and he was holding Sissy's hand. So he had no phone in his hand.
Okay, it's got to be in the back of the car. Could you imagine if a four-year-old shows up to school with a phone?
Watching freaking Skibbities.
It would not be interesting. It would be a phone call.
Yeah.
And harassment. No, it's going to be a good one. Because then we're going to... I'll definitely be the dad to take them out of school, like midday. I was talking to you about this before, but anybody else out there have the parents that randomly would show up and get them out of school?
Just do a daddy date day.
Yeah, daddy date day. Me, I'm like, if my kids do something cool or something happens, or I just want to spend some more time, I'm off on Wednesdays now. Mm-hmm. So I can take them to see whatever movie whenever I want, or take them to lunch or get them lunch. Just be the cool dad. That's what my dad, single-handedly, when it comes to school, he was never there for like, he came to a couple of field trips and whatnot when I was younger,
right?
But he wasn't there after that, unless it was like, all right, it's a movie day, or he had the day off. He took us out to see Toy Story 1 and Toy Story 2 and The Matrix. And boy, when I got to see The Matrix before everyone else, because it was opening day, matinee prices, at Greenback 13 or whatever it was before.
I think it was 14 and then 16 or vice versa.
It was no cinemas 13 or whatever. It wasn't Greenback, etc. Because this is when they had the five domes. And I think it was called the domes.
It may have been. That was before my time in
way before. Area. And that's where I went and saw The Matrix, Jackass, everything when those came out in the early 2000s. I was the coolest kid for like 3 days until everyone else saw it. Right, because we didn't have movies.
The weekend.
Yeah. It was amazing. Just that feeling that your dad took you out of school. Like, you're the cool kid.
That's why you like spoiling movies.
Oh, no, I'm not spoiling movies. I like spoiling my kids. I want them to remember me. I could die at any moment. I'm fat.
But I'll be putting on a movie that you've already seen. And you're like, oh, X, Y, and Z happens. And I'm like, if you don't.
I don't tell you the ending. I say, this disappointed me. You'll see why.
You give too many details, good sir. Like, get out of here. I haven't even met that person on screen yet.
The only thing I'll ask you where you're at, and you're like, I don't know. And I'm like, have you done this, this, or this? And then you're like, oh, that tells me everything. I'm like, no, it doesn't. It's three very vague questions. But no, now I know that one of these things are going to happen. I'm like, how do you want me to find out at what stage you are in the movie if you don't know where you have been in the movie?
Screen.
This is love. I'm just gripping this chair, ready to throw it across the room.
Oh, my goodness.
Some part of me wishes we had superpowers so we could just beat each other up and be like, good shot.
Mr. and Mrs. Smith.
No, this is a...
They weren't superpowered.
Will Smith, before Chris Rock and all that shit, and Jada ripped his balls off.
Wasn't he? He wasn't the superpower. His wife
Titans.
Was.
Yeah, no, they were both superpowers.
Oh, because I remember... I don't even remember
what... Hancock! Hancock.
I just remember his wife always asking him to open jars, and then he found out 30 minutes later that she has like super strength, and he was like, why have I been doing all this man?
That's the regular man she married, thinking Hancock was long gone because she gave up her powers or whatever. Mm-hmm. But apparently they would all pair up and die, and that was the idea. But yeah, that was back when Will Smith was cool. You see, he's got his own music video now.
He's back into music.
Oh, yeah.
Did not see that.
It's his rebirth, talking like he's Jesus Christ.
I remember when he stopped doing music, he said rap was just turning into something he didn't enjoy.
You want to see the nastiest shit I've ever seen?
Not really.
Of course you do. Work of art 3 weeks ago featuring Jaden. So let me...
Work of art was the song where I found my voice. Mm. It was like,
I am a saint, but if you touch, I am a savage. I am a Libra, but I identify as a Cancer. I am the tongue, truth and the lie, both in tandem. I am the sun, and I'm the rain, and I'm the wind. I am for real, and I'm pretend. I am Musa, I am Jesus, I am Judas.
Yeah, him and his son, etc. Will Smith is a piece of shit. He's just a human garbage. The whole thing, I don't like him. I've liked his movies in the past. I don't fucking like any aspect of him and the Jada Pinkett Smith shit or the way he raised his kids. None of it is appealing or idolizing to me. And putting himself on a fucking pedestal and glowing it in a music video and comparing himself to Judas, God, Christ, the Holy Spirit. I'm not even religious. And I was like, you let your wife fuck other people. And you're on a pedestal? I would tie your feet to your asshole and have you crawl around because that you're below everybody. Like literally just fucking tie it, like just chop them off at the knees, so to speak. It's a torture from back in the day. But that's the idea. Like he's now, what the fuck is he doing trying to make a comeback? Your movie bombed at the box office. Get the hint. You were the new Martin Lawrence. Just go out in traffic and do the same shit. Have your midlife crisis. Come back in 20 years. I don't want him. Do you want him? None of this has to go on. You understand that, right? Tell me how you feel about it.
I think his relationship shit is weird.
It's very weird.
I don't know enough about him raising his children or lack thereof, other than with the older one. Also, I don't know enough about his personal life. I grew up with Will Smith on TV.
Yeah.
I've never had any.
I love his characters. That when I was a kid, it was his characters, but I didn't think all the crazy shit was going on in the background.
Yeah, every time Jada opens her mouth, I got to turn the TV off. I don't even want to hear it anymore.
Why? He has so much money. Why can't he just go away? What is the idea that he has to be in the spotlight when you have that much money? Give me $50 million and never see me again.
I think the thing
is, I would just enjoy raising my kids.
Some people are like that, some aren't. Like, usually when you get into that type of business at a young age, which Will was grown, but like not really. He was still rather young when he started. It's hard to get out of the only thing you've really done your whole life, which where, like Mary-Kate and Ashley Olsen, obviously they started as baby babies and you never see them anymore. They're freaking, I don't know what they're up to, but I've heard stories.
Will Smith started at the age of 21.
Yeah.
So he was grown. I mean, there's no damn excuse. Yeah, he started in 89. There's no excuse. This man should know better in everything he does. And if half of the Red Table Talks that we watched back in the day are at all correct, none of that family. They are the modern day Osborne Illuminati trio. Him, her, Jaden, you know. He's got other kids that he didn't even raise, didn't have a hand in raising. And as parents, I'm just like, dude.
He's got other kids?
Yeah. His eldest is not Jaden, not Willow.
Well, I know he's got a couple with Jada, and then he's got the one by his first wife.
And then he didn't even raise or have that kid anywhere in the spotlight Trey. Or with him, Trey. Well,
Trey.
Until he was popping in like 2016, then Trey all of a sudden was around.
Right, but you got to think about it in the fact that Will didn't get along with his first wife for a long time. There was a lot of animosity there because of Jada and because of whatever, because they got married young.
What's his name? Trey Smith?
Yeah. So, one, I think Trey, or at least they've said...
He's 31 years old.
Now.
So, in the last 13 years, he could have been on camera with Will.
Could have been. But what
if it was the mother's, said, you know,
is that Trey was not interested in that for whatever reasons, whether it was a lack of foundation in the relationship with his father, or just not interested. I don't want to be Will Smith famous.
Yeah, me neither.
I want to go to Walmart looking like trash and nobody bugging me.
Shaq does. Shaq goes to Walmart looking like trash and nobody bugs
him. Well, he's got God's money. So.
Well, he also owns part of Walmart to a degree. Yeah.
And men got it a little bit easier. You don't got to do too much.
We're not talking about Jada. Jada can sit under her red fucking table. My whole point is, I think that entire family dynamic, because he built himself up as this, like, on YouTube, family man, honest, hardworking, God-fearing person. That was like, no, this is, I attribute this and that and the other. Hey Siri, how many subscribers does Will Smith have on YouTube? 9.73 million. He built up like a daily vlog, weekly vlog thing, got friendly with Jason.
Because he popped up. He was only on like one of like the lower social medias and he wasn't really doing anything. And then he finally put a team together.
Yeah.
And just, I think he got on TikTok and had millions within minutes.
Oh, yeah. But it was all fake. Like, I understand it's fake to a degree. You'll never see us really like going at it because we have to be nice all the time. And besides, it's family friendly to a degree. But if we ever made a Patreon that was like, hey, support us so you can see all the
drama.
We'd call the tears scrapes and cuts, bruises and ice packs.
Our page would be Live, Laugh, Loca. Yeah. Love, Laugh, Loca.
Yeah, Love, Laugh, Loca. It'd be like scrapes and bruises, cuts and stitches, and then lacerations and operations. And boom, the three tiers of support. So you can
put that together.
Download, you could pay $5, $10, or $2,500 a month. And then you get all the pictures of like us fighting and screaming and all the real world, get out of bed. You know, screaming at the kids. Like, you want to know how family life is? You really want to subscribe to that? Hit the button, post notification, hit the bell, smash it. If you want to wake your kids up at 7 a.m. or earlier, sometimes they're up before us and that scares me. Lock the knives up.
I woke up. I got out of bed at just after 6 o'clock this morning and I take the dog out first so he's not, so he gets his tinkles out. I come in the door and CJ just hit the power button on the remote. I'm like, hey, dude.
4-year-old. Sometimes I'm worried because at restaurants now he's playing with knives and he's like, is this a sharp knife? It's a butter knife, but it has sharp. He's like, okay, but if I stabbed you with it, would you die?
Oh, and I'm just like,
he said that. This is a real thing a 4-year-old said to me. Impulsive thoughts, if they ever win, I feel like they are the robo boxers in his head. And all of a sudden it's just dink. And like the good always wins. One day the bad's going to win. And he's going to be like, I didn't think that would hurt. You know what I mean? That's what scares me. That's my worst fear for my children.
The intrusive thought winning.
Well, for CJ. But Khaleesi, my worst fear is her inability to comprehend things that just happened versus things that are happening.
She's very unaware of her surroundings, of anything.
The emergency fire thing we just talked about today. So the schools do training.
The drills. They're like,
hey, got a tornado? We're going to do X, Y, and Z. Let's do it. Let's prepare. Hey, somebody's on fire. X, Y, and Z. Put them out. Save their life. You know, great. This is your drill. 8-year-old, my daughter, smart as a whip, cute as a button. I love her. Dumbest response I've ever heard.
Right.
Why do we have to do it? It's not happened before.
Right. And then she was like, well, if it does happen, then I'll just follow the teacher. I'm like, okay, what if your teacher catches on fire?
Yeah, I was like, what if she's been Dorothy'd and she's in Kansas right now?
Yeah.
And she was like,
a tornado comes and the wind whips and knocks the teacher out. Now what do you do?
Yeah. I was like, and besides, the teacher's not always right. It's not always right to immediately follow the teacher. Like, they are not right 100% of the time. They could faint. They could get overwhelmed. Teachers are not infallible. Follow the training and ask questions. I've not been in a school fire, but I've been in a fire. It's not fun.
Yep.
Knowing the training from school is actually what helped me because I would have never thought to get low, get out.
Right.
Don't touch the doors if it's hot. Go through the wall if you have to.
Kool-Aid man that shit.
Yeah. Hey, hey, hey. So I'm a little worried for her safety in the future, especially living in Oklahoma with all the crazy things that happen. She needs to be in a cardboard box, like protected with the bubble wrap and everything. So she can't end up killing herself by going, I don't know what to do. And then Dorothy,
right.
Like she's
just waiting for somebody else to direct her.
I would love to see through her eyes if that ever happened. Like she's just like, oh, what was that again? I don't know. Wee.
Oh my goodness. Poor thing.
Poor thing. She had all the training in the world. She had all the direction. She just did not listen. She's bad about like direction at the house too. Like we'll tell her the idea of like flush after yourself.
Yeah.
How many times?
Every day.
Every day. Still fails it. That's the beauty of having kids. I'm going to estimate in total cost this week, and we'll do this on a weekly basis. How much have we spent in this household back to school week, new puppy, all of it. Go.
3,200.
I was going to say 27. So, and then next week, we'll tell you exactly how much it was.
After we calculate it.
So you want to guess how much with everything we've just told you, business has been pretty busy. You know, we've had two slow days, about $500-$600. But it's still doing all right. You know, we don't have much overhead except for this new beautiful house. Welcome back to During Business Hours. We appreciate you. We love you. Hope you learned something. Hope we inspired you. I don't know what else to say that's uplifting or not. Just don't shit yourself today in whatever you do. Hit the subscribe button.